Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay, good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, October 26, 2010, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you remembered our new day and time, Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. And of course, it doesn't seem quite as new to you as it, you know, feels to me, but I'm still glad that you're aware of the new time. Okay, yes, and you're listening to us on the internet, most of your phones, and there is a link on my website, www.amtherapies.com, that you can use to access the program. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the internet. Now, to call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374. Messages during the program through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call after the show at 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last week, my guest was Addie Johnson, author of A Little Book of Thank Yous, Letters, Notes, and Quotes. And at the end of that program, we discussed the herb skullcap and the first half of the asana, Ardha Matsyendrasana 1. Now, if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, remember, intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Tuesday of the month, and she will visit us again November 9, 2010, with Monique's Moments. Call in. She will share her intuition about you, the economy, and other concerns. Now, remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. Okay, now tonight I'm going to be speaking with someone we've spoken to before, I've spoken with before, Dr. Len Saputo, author of Return to Healing. If you recall, he visited with us last year, September. Yes, and so the book was Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine. At the end of tonight's program, we will discuss the herb slippery elm and the rest of the asana Ardha Matsyendrasana 1. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, pregnancy outcome affected by immune system genes. Now, this again is from Science Daily, October 25, 2010. Now, a team of researchers led by Ashley Moffat at the University of Cambridge, United Kingdom, has shed new light on genetic factors that increase susceptibility to and provide protection from common disorders of pregnancy, specifically recurrent miscarriages, preeclampsia, and fetal growth restriction. Now, a key step in the initiation of a successful pregnancy is the invasion of the lining of the uterus by fetal cells known as trophoblasts, which become the main cell type of the placenta. Now, recurrent miscarriage, preeclampsia, and fetal growth restriction are thought to result from inadequate trophoblast invasion of the uterus lining. Now, interactions between maternal cells, known as uterine NK cells, and fetal trophoblasts, specifically interactions between HLA-C molecules on the fetal trophoblasts and KIRs on the maternal uterine NK cells, are key to determining the extent of trophoblast invasion. Previous data from Moffitt's lab indicated that a particular combination of fetal HLA-C and maternal KIR was associated with increased risk. In this study, the team has extended this correlation to recurrent miscarriage and fetal growth restriction. Furthermore, they have determined that the presence of other maternal KIRs that combine with the same HLA-H molecule provide protection against the same common disorders of pregnancy. In an accompanying Peter Farham and Elizabeth Guthelin at Stanford University discussed the importance of these data and how they might explain distinct immune system gene expression patterns in different populations. Now, this research appears in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, and there's a note from the editor that the article is not intended to provide medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, which you should always keep in mind. Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we will be talking to our guest, Len Zaputo. And yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Pennsylvania. You can visit my website at www.amtherapies.com. You're hearing us live from the internet, and we'll be back with Dr. Len Zaputo, author of Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
AchieveRadio.com.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. My chapter is naturopathy. Now, this evening, we're going to be talking with Dr. Len Zaputo, and I'm going to, give you a little information about him. Now, Dr. Zaputo is an MD, And he is a graduate of Duke University's medical school, a board certified doctor in internal medicine, and was in private practice in affiliation with John Muir Medical Center for some more than 30 years. Now, after his awakening to the deep flaws in conventional medicine, Saputo developed a new paradigm that is now known as integral health medicine. Len founded the Health Medicine Forum in 1994 and went on to found and direct the Health Medicine Center in Walnut Creek, California, the first integrative clinics. Now, Len is the co-author of Boosting Immunity, Creating Wellness Naturally. He's edited 6 books, including Beating the Years and Boosting Your Digestive System. Okay. Hello, Len. Are you there?
Hi, Parthenia. It's very nice to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you for accepting. I mean, it's wonderful to get somebody to come one time, but you're here twice, and that's even better.
Well,
now, a lot has happened since we spoke last in September of last year. Before we get into all of that, I would like you, I want to talk a little bit about the book just to refresh people's memories and for new listeners to give them an idea of what's in the book. And then I'd like to talk about, some of the things that have happened and how that's affected a lot of your views and expectations. Okay, so A Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine. Now, why don't you tell our listeners how you became interested in medicine?
Well, I've always wanted to be a healer, a doctor, someone who could help people, and I've devoted my life to that. I've known that since I was a youngster, actually. And so it was natural for me to do well as I could in my training and go to medical school. And I did all those things, and when I came out, I was a little bit disappointed because I found that a lot of what we were doing wasn't about healing at all. It was about fixing symptoms, using strategies that were not safe. I mean, the pharmaceutical approach that we take and the technological approach, while it's life-saving at times, is also very dangerous. In fact, there are about 1 million deaths every year, 1 million deaths every year in this country related to things that we do in medicine. That makes the war in Iraq look like nothing. Mm. And yet we go on doing that, thinking that that's the right thing to do. So I wrote this book, A Return to Healing, because it's about trying to take medicine back to where it started, with indigenous healing culture years ago, where the idea was is to work with the psycho-spiritual essence of people who people are, as well as dealing with some of the technological sides of using herbs and drugs or technologies or whatever else you can come up with.
Well, now, before you get that far, tell our listeners how you got interested in alternative medicine or integrative medicine, and then how you ended up bringing the two together.
Yeah, it's my open-mindedness, I think, that led me to realizing that we've got too many sick people. The cost of health care is no longer affordable. That's a given. And that the safety of health care is a real challenge. And so I began looking to other modalities because if we have enough disease to go around and not great solutions, we should be opening up our minds and hearts to other approaches. Then my wife got sick with a problem that we couldn't solve in conventional medicine, and that led me to a search that found an answer outside of the mainstream that literally saved her life. And that was back in about 1989 or 90. And since that time, I've never looked back. It's like, This is a common sense approach to take. We should be using any approach that makes sense and working together with people at a round table, listening to our naturopathic friends and chiropractors and body workers and people who do homeopathy and every discipline there is, if there's some chance that there may be some value there, rather than taking the naive, arrogant stand that we do in medicine, which is only the doctor knows best.
Mm. Okay, well, let's talk a bit about the book. I mean, it's 9 chapters, I believe, and the first chapter is The Surprise Healing of My Wife's Illness, which you alluded to a second ago, How I Became Part of the Problem, The Story of My Medical Training, that's 2. 3, How Scientific is Scientific Medicine. 4, how well is America's healthcare system working? 5, the karma of big pharma and questioning the drug industry. 6, wellness, prevention, and healing, the new direction of medicine. 7, the birth of health medicine, of the health medicine movement. 8, creating an integrative medical clinic. 9, the imperative of radical health care reform. Now, I know you want to get into the nuts and bolts of health care, the changes and so forth, but I do want to sell your book. So I really think it's important for people to, you know, realize how valuable the book is and how informative the book is, especially when people seem to be so confused, why I'm not clear about what the situation is, what people are trying to do to change it, and what is left to do. So please talk about your book.
Here's the overview of the book. I wrote this book because of my disappointment in how healthcare is today. And I told the truth about my own experience as I went through my medical training and as I came out into practice. I've witnessed things happen in healthcare that have just made me feel so sad, because what I see is an impersonal business machine take over healthcare. It has become like every other industry, if you want to look at things that way in our culture, whether it be medicine, law, business, religion, science, they've all become subject to economics rather than the service. And it's really a scathing review of what is wrong, and gives you ideas of how we got there and what we must do if we want to try and resolve the problems that we face today, because we're on the wrong horse going in the wrong direction. There is no other book written on this topic. This is the only book of its type written by a physician who I hope is enlightened that tells the inside story of why we're in the jam that we're in and what we must do to make the changes that will change healthcare and our culture and the way we relate to one another. So that's what the book is about. It's a short, easy read. Every review on Amazon is 5 stars, and the book is selling well.
Very good. Okay, now, because you're chomping at the bit here. So,
but there's so many things to talk about here.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you've laid the groundwork that you felt that everything, we were going in the wrong direction, so forth and so on. Now, there are a lot of things that have been done, efforts that have been made. Everything's baby steps. I mean, especially when it's not like one person can say, well, this is what I want and make it so. There are too many of them, a ton of people involved in the process and the decisions and what you finally end up with. So having said all that, what do you think has been done that's getting us closer to what you think will be our ideal situation, and what yet do you feel needs to be done?
The main thing that's happened so far is we're dealing with the disparities in healthcare, the fact that black people, Mexican people, Asians cannot get the same healthcare as white people can. And Obama has done a great job at that. And, of course, there's tremendous backlash because that costs money to do that to the wealthy people, because they're going to be supporting it. So my hat is off to him for that. And that's the main thing that has happened. But that's it. See, here's the problem, Parthenia. You can't solve a problem at the same level at which it was created. That's Einstein. Mm-hmm. So we can't try to fix a system that's irreparable by legislation, particularly when the people who are doing the legislating are people who are owned by big business, by corporate America. So until we evolve at a level that's higher, rather than revolt, see, what has happened throughout history is that humanity has gotten disappointed over and over and over again with how culture operates. And so as a response to that, there's a revolution. Chop off the queen's head. Do whatever you have to do to make a change. Just don't go along with what's happened so far. And so we revolt, we get corrupt again, we revolt again. We could corrupt again, we revolt again. At no time throughout our history have we evolved as human beings or as a culture where we look at trying to change who we are and the way that we operate in a way that can make us different than what our predecessors have taught us. So if we continue to fight, okay, for health care reform, we will be playing into the hands of Congress and those people that have the own the puppet strings of our Congress people, who have all the money, and largely that's corporate America and people who are behind corporate America that are running the way things unfold. So it's not going to be by revolution, it's going to be by evolution. And what that means is that you have to be the change that you want to see. That's what Gandhi said. And if you do become the change you want to see, you will have evolved in a way where you will be more interested in giving than taking, more interested in providing service than making money, and be committed to living like a village to support every single person in it. That's the problem. We have done nothing in terms of real health care reform because what we've done is try to fix a system that depends on our being sick, that depends on technologies and silver bullets that don't work that well, that cause a tremendous amount of killing and mayhem on people. Not to say that I'm ungrateful. I mean, I just come out of the hospital and had a hip resurfacing done about 2 weeks ago. I went from having a hip that didn't work to a hip that now will let me go back and exercise and do all the things I want to do without pain. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for much of what I learned as a doctor, and I'm proud of what I learned as a doctor. But it's not just about technology. It's about changing the system so that it's proactive and preventive, so that we can prevent disease rather than wait until we get sick and then depending on some drug that's supposed to be a silver bullet that's going to solve that problem without us doing the work. So we have to shift from wanting to make money as our primary interest to providing service, to taking care of ourselves through self-responsibility rather than depending on the direct-to-consumer ads that promises everything that, believe me, is a bunch of lies. And we have to evolve as human beings to be willing to live a life where we're wanting to give more than we are to receive and to create a community that actually serves us well. Now you're getting into the teeth of what this book is about. Mm-hmm. Even though it doesn't say it in those words, that's what it's talking about.
Well, now you do talk, at the end you do share that ritual. I don't want to mess up the pronunciation. I think it's Uwipi?
The Uwipi ceremony.
Uwipi. Okay, why don't you share what that's about? Because I'm assuming that that's where you're headed, or what you say we should be aspiring to.
Yeah, the Lakota Indians have a sacred ceremony that's called a Uwipi ceremony, and I was privileged to be one of the few people that's not a Native American to witness and participate in the ceremony. And here what they do is they get together on behalf of people who are ill. In this case, it was two children, one who had pyloric stenosis, which is a surgical condition in infants, and the other is a kind of a condition called neutropenia, which means that their blood cells aren't making what you need to be able to fight infection. Nothing was done except to pray for the children, to do ceremony, to engage the ancestors to support the healing process. And I have to tell you, it was mind-blowing to me to see the drummers and the chanters and the medicine man. And this was all done in the dark, by the way, pitch dark over about 3 hours. And all the fervor, the high intensity of an event like this going on, and then 6 weeks finding out that the children healed, no medical treatment at all. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the kinds of things that bring tears to my eyes because it tells you what can happen when you're in a place where you are connected with nature rather than fighting it like an enemy, which is what medicine does today. We're on a war against cancer, we're on a war against heart attacks, mm-hmm. we're on a war against strokes, we're on a war against every disease there is. And what we should be doing is trying to figure out, why did things go wrong? What is nature trying to teach me about what's happened? How can I learn from the illnesses that I have so that I transform myself into a human being with more wisdom? These are the kinds of questions we should be asking, and they never come to the table. in Western medicine.
Well, now, okay, somebody out there listening is saying to themselves, well, how can I begin this? These are people who may not be into alternative medicine. They may not know a lot about different, you know, other modalities of healing. How do they begin to evolve or to start to even commence to begin?
Yeah, it's so simple that it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because the only responsibility you have, in my viewpoint, is to be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You be the change you want to see. You be the one that leads by example. And don't fight anybody. Let the Congress people do what they're doing. Allow people in big corporate America to control Congress. Allow people behind them to do the things that they're doing. It doesn't matter. It's not about a fight. It's about a transformation within us. If we all start acting so that we want to live in community and we start supporting our neighbors and we live from love rather than greed, this kind of evolvement is impossible to stop. But if you stay at the same level at which the problem was created and you fight back, I'm sorry, you'll lose. History has shown for thousands of years that you lose when you do that. And all you do is perpetuate the cycle. So as human beings, until we evolve to a higher level of meaningful purpose, we're dead in our tracks. And it's odd that the answer is so simple, and it just lies about 2 inches below your chest wall in a place called your heart. That's where the answers are. And we're too silly to see it. We're too angry because we see all the discretions and the transgressions that are occurring against us. We see corporate America do what it's doing to Congress. We've watched the FDA and all its corruption and the CDC with all of its bravado coming out with BS stuff, like things about the swine flu vaccine that just make you roll over when you hear about them. All these things that are happening in medical research when it's published. Big Pharma is greedy, doesn't care a bit about you. The karma of Big Pharma is so sad, that it's all about money. It's not about trying to help anybody. And there's so much data that backs this up, and it's why I wrote this book, A Return to Healing, is because I wrote it as a doctor with a sympathetic point of view towards the physician. Doctors are our friends, not our enemies. They've just been taught things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we have to come to the rescue by being the change we want to see, setting the example, being patient, and allowing things to evolve from that perspective. If we do that, we can't lose. If we do anything else, we will lose, as we have throughout history.
Yeah, well, again, that makes very, very good sense there. If people are so determined to discover how to keep themselves healthy, heal themselves, whatever, it becomes less and less important. And support one another. It becomes less and less necessary to depend on anything other than ourselves and our natural ways of dealing with
Look at the decadence in this country. I mean, we've got more money than anybody. Mm-hmm. And we've got a healthcare system that's ranked 37th in the world.
Yeah.
That's like, how could that happen? That's impossible. How can you spend more money, have smart people, and be doing wonderful research, at least so you think, and be ranked 37th. I mean, it's because we are so fouled up in what we're doing and what our values are that we're more interested in sustaining the business of healthcare than we are people.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as there's one person in any country that doesn't have enough food or doesn't have healthcare or doesn't have the support of a village, I won't rest. And neither can other good people like you, because we know better.
Well, hold that thought. That's a good place for us to pause. Folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And again, follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. Now, when you go to my site in the future, www.amtherapies.com, you will find free information about the herb asana and meditative practice tip for the week, which will correspond with the herb asana and meditative tip on that week's show. In the future, in the new feature on the homepage. And we're going to be back with Dr. Len Saputo, author of Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine is the book, and we're bringing it all up to date now in 2010.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
AchieveRadio.com.
Yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Check the website, www.amtherapies.com, to see who my guest is going to be next week, November 2, 2010. I have a feeling it's going to be a rebroadcast because next week, Tuesday, it feels like it's going to be a very busy, busy day. In any event, do check the website just in case. Now, at the end of next week's program, if we do it live, we'll discuss the herb squaw vine and the asana pasasana. We are back with Dr. Len Saputo, author of Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine. If you have questions of my guest, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374. Before we go on, would you like to share some contact information, your web address?
Yeah, sure I will. There's a website for the book that's called areturntohealing.com. And on it, there is a lot of information. There's a blog that has many articles that are talking about controversial subjects. People who want to read the book online can, okay, because we have on the site. So that's where I'd go, is areturntohealing.com.
Okay, now, I grew up in a family that was doing yoga, very much in alternative, herbs and things of that, alternative means of preventing illness through herbal supplementation and vitamins. So I didn't have to make a real effort to find ways of getting involved in that sort of thing. So I know what I tell my clients and things like that, but what kind of advice would you give people that want to start eating more healthily and taking care of themselves and their families and friends in a more preventive fashion?
Well, I think we have to realize that nature does the healing, not doctors. Mm-hmm. What we do is we provide a lot of drugs and technologies that stop symptoms, but they don't fix the underlying cause. And unless you take personal responsibility yourself for what you eat, how much exercise you get, what your weight is, what your stress levels are, how much you exercise, and how much you sleep, unless you take that responsibility, look, it's just not going to happen. And Mother Nature's no fool. If you do the things you should do, you'll be rewarded with good health. Because you'll be able to adapt. That's what happens. If you follow the rules of nature and you eat healthy food and you do all the other things I was talking about, you're not going to get sick anywhere near to the extent that we are today. I mean, look at what happens in our environment. We've polluted our food, water, air, and soil. You can't get food anymore that's very healthy, no matter where you grow it. We're in a fast track. We're not getting 8 hours of sleep every night. We're all stressed out. We've lost our real meaningful purpose in life. And what we're looking for is the easy way out. And what we've done is we've succumbed to what the big pharma, the pharmaceutical industry, is trying to convince us, and that's that we need that purple pill, or that we need Prozac, or that we need some other fancy drug to take care of our joint pains. And all those are myths that are crazy. There is a small place for pharmaceutical drugs. I'm a board-certified internist, okay, practicing for close to 40 years. I hardly ever use a drug anymore. I practice more like a naturopath or somebody who's a psycho-spiritual counselor. Always looking for the underneath problems. Why did somebody get sick? Somebody comes in with a cold, I'm not going to load them up with a bunch of drugs. I'm going to try and find out what they did that lowered their immune defenses so they got sick. Maybe point out to them that if they didn't get much sleep the night before they got their cold, that their natural killer cells, which fight cancer and fight viral infections, go down 30%. There's always an explanation. In Western medicine, we don't pay attention to that. Fact is, most disciplines don't. And it's not like I'm just an alternative medicine doctor. I'm not. I'm an integrative doctor, which means I like to look at any discipline that can add to what's going on. That's why I started this nonprofit educational foundation called the Health Medicine Forum in 1994. And there we've come up with a system that makes a lot of sense about how you practice medicine. It's built on four principles. One is, let's look at any approach that we can take that makes sense, including Western medicine. That's integrative medicine. Second, let's look at the whole person, body, mind, emotion, and spirit, because they're inseparable. They're one thing. When one aspect goes wrong, the other aspects are out of balance as well. And you have to be silly to just look at one particular side of it. You don't want to just go to your faith healer. You don't want to just go to your doctor. You want to try and get a balanced approach that looks at your whole self. Third, you want to approach things so that you're looking at providing care that people want. It's called person-centered care. And lastly, must do prevention, because that's the salvation of our health. That's what keeps us in a place where we're not going to get sick. So it's integrative, holistic, person-centered preventive care. And we've now brought that model into clinical practice in my area, and we practice that way. So in my integrative center in Walnut Creek, California, we have practitioners from a wide range of disciplines, and we work together. Sometimes we even work together all at the same time. So that a patient's not getting better, what we might do is invite that patient to do a healing circle, which we do at no cost to the patient. They are always free. We all participate in them. We have 5 or 6 or 7 people at these healing circles, which you do on Friday afternoons. We spend 2 hours of our time. The patient writes an autobiography of their physical, mental, and emotional health, which we all study first. And then we basically form a circle of healers of which the patient is a part of. Now, that's what I call a balanced kind of recovery to health. And that's what the healing circle is about. It's not about money. It's about service. It's about listening. It's about caring. This is possible, and I think it could be done in many different places, and it's not like you do your whole practice that way and still get along very well financially. It would be tough, but it means enough to us that that's what we've created, and we've brought that into clinical practice, Parthenia.
Well, now, would you be open? Well, I hope the answer is yes. Would you be open to assisting or advising others in other parts? For example, if somebody in Pennsylvania wanted to duplicate your model or learn from your model, do you have something in place where you could advise them and, you know, give them guidelines in trying to set up something similar?
Yeah, the answer is absolutely yes. We're working with people in Jackson Hole now. I lecture all over the place, so I give talks on this topic. And people eat it up. They just love it. And we try to go ahead and tag on to that, down to the end of the talk, the possibility of those healthcare practitioners who would like to work in health medicine, this integrative, holistic, person-centered preventive model. We teach them how to set it up. And I will do that for them by Skype or make visits out there or do whatever is necessary. So this is something that, that absolutely can work, and I'm just ecstatic that I've had so much, so many invitations from people out of my area to listen to the talk and to and review what's in A Return to Healing. And to help them set up a system for doctors and for naturopaths and for chiropractors to be working side by side as equals. Because let's face it, no one person knows it all. There's nothing worse that I see in life than naive arrogance. There's plenty of that to go around. And it's not just the doctors that have it. It's almost every discipline that says, oh, it's my discipline that's the best.
Yeah.
My answer to that is, we need to work together, and we need to create new strategies that have never been formed, never been developed before, because we've never tried working together before, and see what unfolds. And it is stunning at how you go back to the cause of the problem that the person is suffering from. And what you may offer that person is a chance to change the course of how they're running their life, which may be going downhill into a big pit. You may offer them the chance to make a left turn to get out of that scenario. And it doesn't happen with penicillin or digitalis or Pepcid or some other drug. That happens with intellectual, emotional, and spiritual insight and with a sense of community that connects people together. This is the medicine of the future, and I talk about this in several chapters in A Return to Healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's so important for people to know the history of how this developed and how it got brought forward in clinical practice. And I'm so proud to be part of these healing circles when we have them in Walnut Creek.
Well, now, okay, I'm certain there's some people listening who are saying, how do I make an appointment to go out to California and benefit from what the Health Medicine Forum offers? Is there a waiting list of some sort at this point? If somebody has a health concern right now and they wanted to, they could afford to come out there, how much should they expect to, in terms of time, spend or devote? I guess it depends pretty much on what their health circumstance is. But
right. Not everybody needs a healing circle. But we're booked through December. But we can always add people if we need to. And people do fly out for our, particularly if they have pain problems. We are extraordinary in the management of pain without using drugs. And that's just one thing. So we can make time for that. But what we really need is for health medicine forums to be springing up all over the country. That's why I'm available to give talks if people are interested in hearing that at Grand Rounds in medical centers or for naturopathic schools or for any place around that it will draw an audience, I'm willing to work on how to do that.
Okay, well, very good. We'll take our pause now. Folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, I want to make sure you know about my book I co-authored, but I'll talk to you about that when we come back from break. We'll be talking with Dr. Len Saputo, author of A Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform and the Future of Medicine.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Life Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies. AchieveRadio.com.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my site. It's put together, well, we know nothing is more important than your health. But between the overburdened medical establishment, blaring crisis-driven health headlines, and our own hectic lives, finding the information you and your families need can be next to impossible. We're here to help. We bring together 101 of the top minds in radically different branches of the healing professions to give you 101 simple, workable ways to attack disease, overcome unhealthy habits, and live your life to its healthiest potential. Follow the link on my homepage. It is a beautiful blue book link. Yes, and we're back with Dr. Len Saputo, author of Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare
Reform. That's Return to Healing.
What did
it's
I
got
say?
An A in front. It, yeah, it,
yes,
A
it
return
does.
To.
A Return to Healing, folks. A
there
Return.
You go.
All right, A Return to Healing, Radical Healthcare Reform, and the Future of Medicine. Why didn't you say that earlier? I've said it a million times so far.
Hey, I don't know. I said it myself a couple of times.
I'd like to get a little more information about this creating an integrative medical clinic. You sound like there's something else you want to go to, but if you could just touch on this a little bit, because Pennsylvania is fraught with not only traditional medical facilities and practitioners, but with alternative and integrative medicine practitioners and facilities, and it would be a wonderful place for something like, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of things in Pennsylvania, but I don't think I've seen anything quite like what you're talking about.
No, I haven't either, and I think we have a great need for it. I think even our young doctors, particularly those who are in the training, have an openness to this that is really rather remarkable, because this is what they want. The docs have been in practice for a long time. I feel so sorry for them, because they're good people trying to do the right thing, but they've been so brainwashed for such a long time that they feel like drugs, surgeries, and technologies are the answer. And unfortunately, American medicine has responded to that. Of course, it's behind causing it in the first place, because it regulates the research that's done. You'll see big pharma and the technology industry paying for most of the research that's done in this country. They actually pay for way more than what the National Institutes of Health does. So whenever they publish a paper, you can't trust the results you get, because there's always a conflict of interest. And when those studies were looked at and reviewed by the Office of Technology Assessment back in 1979, they came up with the number that about 1% of what you read in mainstream literature is stuff that's actually factual. The other 99% is not good science. It's often designed to make it the results look different than they actually are. It's a shock to think that things could be that far along. But you have to realize that medicine is built on economics. It's built on return on investment. It's built on largely what big pharma can sell you and how they can convince you that you need their pill. And yet you look at people like Marcia Angel, Harvard doctor, editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, the most prestigious journal in the world, quitting her job after 20 years, saying that she's sick and tired of seeing the crap that's coming across her desk that's getting into her journals. That, to me, was a big eye-opener. It's like, wow, somebody in that position who's actually in the research publishing business itself is saying, you can't believe the stuff that's in our journals.
Wow.
Now, as a doctor, how would you feel? Or as a patient, how would you feel if you're in the ICU or the CCU and you're pretty sick, and your doctor is reading all the good things that he or she should be reading? They're up to date, but the information is asked backwards, and it's wrong, and it's killing people. That, to me, is unacceptable, and it's unfortunately exactly what's happening all too often. You know, I just had the experience of being a patient in the hospital for a hip resurfacing procedure, which is not a big deal. And if I had not known what I know about ICU medicine, or just regular medicine itself in the hospital, I would have had a code. It would have had a code blue resuscitating Dr. Saputo.
Wow.
Because of what happened during the spinal anesthesia that led to a paralysis of my sympathetic nervous system, and nobody on the orthopedic floor picked it up. And yet when I got up to exercise, as they told me, my blood pressure dropped to 70, my heart rate stayed at 60, and I was in low-output congestive heart failure. Now, being the astute doctor that I am after 40 years of experience and knowing this stuff, I saved my own life. I said, you open up the IV fluids right now, you transfer me to a place where I can be monitored, you take me off every drug that I'm on, and we're going to get through this thing by letting this anesthetic wear off. And that's what happened, and I'm now 2 weeks from surgery, doing very well, and quite appreciative that I have a new hip. But what good would that do if I was dead? That happens all too often, and it's like, well, we tried. What are we supposed to do?
Wow. Well, we're at the end of the program, and I'm now going to ask you for your final words of wisdom, which I hope will be uplifting and encouraging in some way.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of hard.
The idea of writing this book was to expose what we have and to provide you with the inspiration of knowing that you cannot fail by doing the right thing. Be the change you want to see. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself and you're teaching self-responsibility to yourself and your family. If we do just that and we start giving rather than expecting to receive things, it's impossible for the culture not to elevate to a new level. The new level that's needed to deal with the old problem that cannot be solved from that level of consciousness. So I'm ecstatic about knowing that we're on a mission here that's wonderful, and we can do it. Fact is, we can't fail as long as we just make ourselves the example that people can follow and say, oh, look what that person's doing. I like that. I want to be like that. And not worrying so much about being in wars or fighting the bad guys, just be busy being a good guy.
Okay, well, very good, and that's a good contagious stuff there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sufuto, and I want you to come back again when you can talk some more about the integrative medicine piece and striving for preventive care and doing it as an individual and a group and as a community. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Parthenia. It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So much for coming. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, before we go to our next thing, I want to remind you that if you're looking to purchase real estate in Pennsylvania or on the main line especially, or in the general vicinity in Pennsylvania's Delaware or Montgomery counties, call 866-472-6094. I have an exceptional broker to refer you to. Simply call 866-472-6094 and mention code 5656. That's code 5656. Okay, now it's time for our herb of the day. Tonight's herb is slippery elm. The parts used medicinally, according to Balk and Balk, my resources for these herbs, is the inner bark. Some of the phytochemicals include beta-carotene, campesterol, starch, tannin. Nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. According to Balk and Balk, it soothes inflamed mucous membranes of the bowel, stomach, and urinary tract. Good for diarrhea and ulcers and for treatment of colds, flu, and sore throat. Beneficial for Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and diverticulosis, and gastritis. It's also called moose elm, red elm. And now it's time for our asana. And as you know, the asana is Ardha Matsyendrasana 1, and we're going to pick up where we left off last week. We had done the first two segments of the posture. And in the third segment, you're to move the back ribs in, exhale, and turn to the right. Bend the left elbow with the forearm vertical in front of the right thigh, and take the right arm back, cupping the hand on the floor. Now, I have to mention my producer is probably cleaning up because he's saying, now, how are these people going to remember the posture that they were left off in last week? But that's okay, Bill. They were remembering because they knew I was going to continue. In any event, you have the right arm back, cupping the hand on the floor. Press the bent arm against the right leg to bring the left side of the back forward and to move the left kidney in. Press the right hand into the floor to turn the front of the body to the right. Raise the diaphragm and turn the abdomen. And you want to stay for from 20 to 30 seconds, breathing evenly or continue to the final pose. Now to refresh, of course, you started out in Dandasana. And this is one of those poses that those who have flexibility of legs, knees, hips, those people do this posture very easily and often. But anyway, next week we'll do a simpler posture, and I'll try not to have to break it up into parts. Okay, so you've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, on Achieve Radio. Next week, I may not have a live guest because it is Election Day, but if I do, the best way to find out would be to check the website, www.amtherapies.com. And if we are live, we'll do the herb squawk vine and the asana pasasana. Again, you can listen to us on your computer, iPod, or cell phone Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can visit us again. Oh, yes, Monique will be with us again. Monique Chapman with Monique's Moments, November 9, 2010. Yes, wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
AchieveRadio.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135.